All right, this is David Tesar here with the Edge Show at MMS 2012, and today I am joined by Advait Joshi, or AJ.
Hey, David.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, we had a session yesterday on flexible workstyle intelligent infrastructure, but today I really wanted us to focus on user-centric application delivery with Configuration Manager.
Sure.
So I know we've been touting that heavily, okay, user-centric application delivery. What does that actually mean for Configuration Manager, and how do we actually enable that?
Yeah. First of all, it's a great celebration time for us. Mm-hmm. Configuration Manager 2012 is out. People can deploy it in production. And this is Las Vegas. We have been celebrating a lot, so good times.
Yeah.
Let's talk about user-centric application delivery. That's one of the major functionalities that we have changed and improved in Configuration Manager 2012. Let me set context and set up the challenges that our customers and IT admins faced with consumerization of IT. It's a common word now. People or users roam from devices to devices. Just as we noted in the keynote yesterday, average users have 5 to 7 devices. In the traditional method of software distribution, you would target devices and you would, you know, have to know all the different devices and then deploy software to those devices. That's not a scalable model. When one user is using multiple devices, switching from one device to other device, to provide that user with the most optimum experience is very difficult in the old device-centric management model. And so with Configuration Manager 2012, user centricity was the focus of our design. And in application model, which is a new model for software distribution, what we do is we put the user in the center of application delivery. A user can roam from a physical device to a virtual device, or they can roam to a different mobile device, for example. And yet, Configuration Manager 2012, along with our partners like Citrix, will be able to understand the context, will be able to understand the relationship between the user and the device, and then provide the best application experience for that device. So no longer are you thinking about and having an inventory of different devices and deploying software packages, but in Configuration Manager 2012, you are managing an application, defining an application, and then just having the technology or Configuration Manager make sure that the user will get the best experience.
Makes sense. Well, can we see it in action?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to show that.
Yeah.
Let's go to our demo machine here. All right, so we are in the new Configuration Manager 2012 management console. And what I have opened up here is the application management feature. So in applications, instead of now defining and deploying packages, you create an application. What I wanted to quickly show is when you create an application, you have multiple choices here to define the application type. So it could be a Windows installer or a native install, or it could be a Microsoft App V version of that application, or it could be application type using one of our partners, Citrix, and we have a connector for Citrix Zen App that people can use so that if they have non-Microsoft, non-Windows devices, then they can use Citrix Receiver and Zen App to get those applications. But the advantage here is that with Configuration Manager, the desktop admin can consolidate the application management, whether it is Microsoft application type or Citrix application type, and make sure different device platforms can be serviced using this application model.
Yeah, it's a good extensible model. So, you know, when we saw things like in the keynote with sideloading apps and all kinds of other things, you'll have different types that can be inputted there to put on all kinds of devices.
That's right. I mean, this will be evolving over a period of time. And what you saw yesterday in the keynote, and for those people who haven't seen the keynote, I highly encourage them to see the keynote. That was future looking, what's coming in the near future with Config Manager 2012 and Windows Intune. So this will continue to evolve. I have already created few applications. So I'm going to go to those applications to show you different functionalities that we have improved. Here I'm highlighting a Microsoft Visio 2010 application that I have created. And in this new model, once you create that application, you can now define different deployment types. So for example, here I have a native or MSI installer that is specifically defined for primary desktops. Remember I said that Configuration Manager can understand the context of a user relationship with the devices, right? We call it user device affinity. We understand from the number of times the machine is used or by various different parameters or by manually defining, you can configure a primary laptop, primary desktop, or a primary machine for a user. And so in this case, what I'm trying to do is anytime a user has a primary device, then a native installer or MSI installer will be installed, that application will be installed for that user on his primary device. Now let's say a user is, instead of using a primary device, that user has a loaner laptop, right? For that loaner laptop, I do not want to install anything locally. It's going to be used temporarily, and so for that particular purpose, I want to provide AppV version of Visio 2010 for that user. And so I can do that here. As I showed earlier in creating applications, I've created an AppV version of Visio 2010. And in this case, you can define granular settings for the content and how content is provided to that machine. So I could say persist content in client cache, where even if the user is not online, he'll be able to use that application because it's in cache. And the last thing I wanted to show you was that Configuration Manager is virtualization aware, meaning Configuration Manager will understand that this is a virtualized instance of a desktop that a user is using. And for that instance, I have created another application experience. And in this case, you can change the content settings and how the content is defined for a virtualized instance. So I could say, I do not want to stream content, but download content from the distribution point and run locally. So you can do a lot of granular things for a different set of requirement rules. And that's another thing that I wanted to talk about, was requirement rules and global conditions. So we have defined, we have given the ability to the administrator to define granular rules and requirements, so that when the application is being installed, the first thing Configuration Manager will do is check for set of dependencies, check for a set of requirement rules that have been defined by the administrator. In this case, I have configured the Configuration Manager to see if the primary device, if that machine that is being used by the user, is it a primary device? And if it's not a primary device, and if it is a virtualized desktop, which is of a pooled variety, meaning a shared virtualized desktop, in that case, this application will be AppV instance of Visio will be installed with all these settings. So as I said, a lot of granular settings can be done with a user-centric application model. And then the last thing I wanted to show you was deployments, where you can actually define deployments to users. Instead of deploying it to machines, we can now deploy this application to user collections. So all user groups, or specific user groups can be selected and then targeted to get these applications and that application experience. Another thing we have done is ability to view relationships between dependencies and supersedents. So let me show you how easy it is for an IT admin to understand how the application is going to be deployed, what are different relationships between earlier versions of these applications or different requirement rules that we have set. So let's look at supersedents. Obviously, Microsoft Visio 2010 is superseded, supersedes Visio 2007. So what we wanted to do was automate that migration, automate that uninstall and install of 2010. It's very easy with Configuration Manager. What you see here is I have defined some supersedence rules. So for example, if I was installing Visio 2010 natively for a primary device, which is my, corporate provided laptop, then in that case, Configuration Manager will first check the requirement rule or the supersedence feature if there, it will check if Visio Professional 2007 is already installed on the machine. If it is installed, then it will first uninstall it and then install or upgrade to 2010. So that upgrade and migration becomes easier with Configuration Manager 2012.
And this diagram is actually built from your previous screen that you showed, right, of all the requirements that you've specified.
Yeah. Good point. So this was automatically built based on the requirement rules that I have already defined in the configuration. And so you can visually see what's happening in your application model. For example, here you can see that if this was a primary device, then it will go do the supersedence and upgrade to 2010. But if it was AppV for laptops, which was a loaner device in my earlier example, then I really don't need to touch anything locally. I don't want to uninstall anything. And so in this case, you see that that relationship is the supersedence will not be done here. So that was on the administration side. Now I want to go and show you the client experience. Obviously, we have been saying user-centric application model, and user is at the center of it. So let's see how the user experiences this application delivery, OK? So let's go to the client. I'm on my laptop connected to my corporate network, and I'm on my SharePoint site. So I want to download this Contoso disclosure policy. And I already have downloaded it, and I'm going to open it now. The problem is that this is a loaner device, and I don't have Adobe Reader installed on this, so I cannot open a PDF file. Let's go back and see how the user experience is with Configuration Manager 2012 to get this application. No longer does the user have to wait for IT admin to push this application to him. What the user can do is go to the application catalog, which is this Configuration Manager self-service application catalog that has been provided. And these are the applications that have been defined for this user by the IT admin. I can see Adobe Acrobat Reader here. I can start the install completely on demand when I want it. And there you go. This application has started installing. And this is the power that the users get from Configuration Manager 2012. They don't have to wait for the IT admin to push any apps.
Right. Yeah, and then the other thing I know that it's kind of cool that you can do is that you can actually configure the apps to be approved if you wanted. So like if you had something there that there's another process to help out.
Yeah, that's correct. So in Configuration Manager 2012, you can also define applications to be requested by the user. So there are two ways. One is you can make those applications available. So we can go to the application catalog and install those applications on demand. Or the users can also, the IT admins, first of all, can define applications that can be requested by the users. And those can be requested from here. So
looks like we just got a pop-up there.
Yeah, we did. And the installation was complete for that PDF file. And so let me complete this, and then we'll go back to that PDF or Adobe Reader. So this application request, right now, I haven't defined anything for my users to request. But there is a basic workflow behind this that users can request for an application, and then IT admins can approve those applications to be installed. And then the last part that I wanted to highlight was, again, the user-device affinity, the relationship between the user and device. Users can also define their primary devices from here. So they can also look at different devices that they use, the inventory that Configuration Manager provides, as well as elect to have this computer as the primary device. So let's go back and see if that installation was complete. So I'm now going to open the Contoso disclosure PDF file. And as you can see here, in the bar below, that it's now launching Adobe Reader, and Adobe was installed. So this was very smooth, very easy, and this was an app we installed of Adobe Reader that came through Configuration Manager application catalog portal.
All right, man. Well, that was a lot of good stuff on user-centric app delivery. Where can people go to get more information about System-Centered Configuration Manager 2012?
Yeah, we have got a lot of resources available on our website. Typically, with TechNet, we have provided 30-odd videos from our program managers, from folks who have worked on different features, showing you how to set up or how to configure these settings. Very cool stuff, very informative videos. And of course, on our website, if you go to Microsoft.com and search for System Center Configuration Manager, you'll find a lot of technical information there as well.
And then, of course, you can download the trial of Configuration Manager in the System Center products. That's another deal.
Yes, right. Very excited about that. Yep. People can download it, start evaluating it, and start deploying it in production.
Yep. And then the other thing we're going to have is a consumerization of IT Jumpstart that's coming up. So we'll have a lot of information as well on not only Configuration Manager, but a lot of other technologies that will help you deliver this consumerization of IT inside your environment. All right, AJ, thanks for your time. Until next time.
Thanks, David.
Yeah.